This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so glad to have you here with us today. We're going to have a very special guest today who's going to be talking about releasing fear, shame, guilt, and self-loathing. Many of us were brought up believing that these are things that we need to feel, these are things we need to hold on to. But in reality, it's important for us to let go of these things in order to live a wonderful, healthy, joyful, fulfilling life. And so our guest, Gaia Morissette, is going to talk about that. She's a renowned international speaker, trainer, facilitator, and coach who makes the world a happier, safer, and sexier place for all. She believes that the keys to a happy, healthy, wealthy, magical, and epic orgasmic life is sexual wellness, embracing the human experience, and releasing fear, shame, guilt, and self-loathing. We seem to be having some technical difficulties getting Gaia on the line. She is coming through from Canada, so just give us a moment and we'll get her on. In the meantime, I'll share with you a little bit about the newest project that I have going right now. It's my Dare to Be Authentic Book 5, and it's going to be about prosperity. The title is Dare to Be Authentic, Let Yourself Prosper. I'm actually still looking for some authors for this book. If you have a story about prosperity and allowing it into your life, I'd love to talk to you. You can call me at 954-243-7297. And I'm not talking just about prosperity in the financial arena of your life, but prosperity in all areas. It could be in health. It could be in relationships. It could be just in feeling more happy and fulfilled. All types of prosperity is what we're going to be talking about. So again, if you have any kind of story to tell and you'd like to be a published author, just give me a call, 954-243-7297. We're still waiting for Gaia to get on the line. While we're waiting for her to get on, I'll just give you some of her information of how to get a hold of her, because I know you will want to after you've listened to the show. Her website is succulentliving.com. That's succulentliving.com. You can find out all her information there. She works with sexual wellness. She works with trauma. She does coaching, and she does keynote speaking. If you're looking for a speaker, you can book her online. She has all sorts of availability there. You also will find her on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on my radio show page, and Gaia is already there with her picture and the link to her website. She also has something very special she's offering to Dare to Be Authentic listeners. It's called Pleasure Leads to Profits Program, and if you go on my radio show page, right under her picture, you'll see that, and you can click there. And that's a program to teach you how pleasure can lead to profit. In other words, hello. Enjoying yourself, pleasure can lead to bringing more money into your life. What an amazing concept. And we have Gaia on the line with us. Welcome, Gaia. How are you today?
Good. So, sorry, everyone. We had some major tech issues going on this morning or today.
Yes.
So.
Fine. In the meantime, I told them all about you, all about your website, where to get a hold of you. And I also told them about your new program, Pleasure Leads to Profit. So, they've informed
Beautiful.
About all that, so let's get you going. So tell us,
all right.
Gaia, a little bit about how you came to do what you do.
So one of the beautiful, juicy stories that everybody wants to know about is, like you said, how did I get started? And, you know, I always tell everybody this fantastic story of, so I was about 14, 15 years old, and my mother took me to this women's gathering, and I'm like, these women are really weird, Mom. Like, where are the boys? And, you know, and so I was hiding from all these women, and I was like in the basement and I was hiding. And while I'm hiding, I'm reading this book, and this woman in her late 60s, early 70s walks into the room and says, blurts out, "I've never had an orgasm." And I remember thinking in that moment, to my short experience in life, that that had been the worst thing I had possibly could have possibly ever heard. And so I put my book down and I walked over to her, and she started crying, and she's like, "It's too late." And I'm like, "It's never too late," because I'd already experienced orgasm, so I couldn't imagine what it would have gone like my whole life without that. And so I gave her a hug and I proceeded to teach her how she could masturbate to orgasm. And it was like in that moment, I said yes to the universe. I said yes to my destiny. And I had no idea that that's what I was doing, but that's what happened. And since then, that moment changed everything. My friends used to give out my phone number to random strangers. I couldn't go anywhere without people talking to me about sex and their, you know, not just sexuality, but also their deep dark secrets. Yeah, so that's how I got started. It was a matter of like me just stepping in, really, because it was going to happen whether I wanted it to or not. That's been my reality. So I now have, you know, for the last 12 years, I basically said yes fully and completely and stepped in, and now I have business hours and a business card and boundaries, where before I had none of those things.
Right. I love your story. It's almost like being pushed off a cliff, huh? You're already off.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, okay. You know, with a parachute, of course. You're like, okay, I better enjoy this ride. So I love that story. It's just precious. So tell me, I mean, I could feel we had the longest conversation. It was so much fun talking to you when we first connected. And you have so much life and bubbliness coming out. I just love it. Tell me why you're so passionate about helping others to find this joy and fulfillment.
Well, my background, I have a lot of, and my own personal background in life is you know, was riddled with a lot of trauma and a lot of abuse and satanic ritual abuse. And so pretty heavy, heavy, heavy stuff. And I you would never know it. Like you meet me and you spend time with me, you'd never know that I came from a place of such darkness. And
wow.
I guess that's probably why I'm so passionate about what I do, because I believe in every part of my soul and my DNA and my every cell in my body, that it doesn't matter where we've come from, it doesn't matter what you've experienced in life, we can choose to move into a place of light and laughter and play and pleasure and celebration. And that it doesn't matter what your story is, it doesn't matter where you come from, that we all have that ability to make that choice in our lives. And so I guess that would be why I'm so, on a core level, beyond that this is my destiny to do, I think on a personal level, my drive is that I want the world to move from that place of suffering, misery, and survival to laughter, play, orgasm, and thriving.
That's fantastic, and I love that.
And the other part is that when I find that if we're going to change the world, if we're going to change the paradigms, the belief systems, the collective consciousness of abuse and trauma and hatred, then we need to step into the light. We need to step into a place of joy and celebration and pleasure in a way that's honoring and healthy and ethical. And the only way we can do that is through going through that path within ourselves. So that's why I do what I do.
That's awesome. So you mentioned about, you know, when we were in a place of darkness or in a place of misery. I've been there. I think all of us have. So what would you say to a listener that right now is in such a place that they don't even know what the first step is to take? You know, they can't even be able to reach to it. What's a suggestion you can make to them as to a very tiny first step?
I would say the very, very first step is to acknowledge that there could be some other possibility. You may not know what it looks like. You may not even be able to conceptualize what that might look like. But if you can start the process of saying, well, this is my reality now, but it doesn't have to be, and I'm open to a new possibility, even just that will start the process of shifting. Like, things will start to shift. It's like on a conscious level, on a subconscious level, on an energetic level, there will be a shifting. But the first step in that shifting is the opening up to the possibility that something could be different.
I like that. Just that little glimmer of hope really is what it is.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. Very
because
good. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because if there is no little bit of hope, then when there's no hope, there's no light. And so you can only stay in that place of misery and pain and suffering and darkness without hope. You will stay there forever. And that's not a fun place to be.
No, it certainly is not. That's great. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about authenticity, since this is called Dare to be Authentic. What role does authenticity play in all of this, Gaia?
Oh, it's like I'm one giant poster girl for I can't even say it. I'm having a little bit of thank you. I'm having a little bit of verbal diarrhea happen. So for me, it's showing up like completely 100% showing up exactly who you are. Like that little moment where acknowledging that I'm having a struggle in this moment and I can't say this word, but laughing about it and not getting sucked into it, sexual wellness and happiness and joy and celebration, all the things that I was just talking about. The only way we can explore those is if we speak our truth, if we honor our truth, if we live in truth, if we show up in our truth, in our authentic self. That's the only way that can happen. If we put on masks to pretend or to fake it, what happens is that it's not genuine. And when it's not genuine, it doesn't shift. It doesn't change your perspective. It doesn't change how you're feeling. It doesn't change how others perceive you. It prevents, when you're not moving in truth and realness, it can, it basically creates you staying stuck with where you are at. Now, to be authentic and to show up as who you really are, that is scary because it now puts all of your everything on the line, right? Of vulnerability, of rejection, of attack, of all these things. And so it takes a lot of bravery and a lot of courage, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I am this bubbly, happy, orgasmic goddess is because I risk every day to show up exactly who I am, whatever that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't live anything, I don't live in any of the norms. Like, I can't fall into any categories of the norms between my relationships, between my love paradigms, between my spiritual practice. Like, there's nothing normal, quote unquote, air quotes, about me. And so, therefore, every time I open my mouth or step outside of my house, there's always a possibility of me triggering somebody and challenging, just by me being me, challenging their own fears, right? So that's kind of how it shows up. Like every day, even just what I do for a living is challenging to society. So, yeah.
Right, absolutely. I love what you said about it taking the courage. That's why this show is called Dare to be Authentic. It doesn't take a lot of courage. It takes a lot of guts. You lose people along the way. You lose whole whatever along the way. But it's worth it. It's worth every second of it. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break. And if you'd like to call in and ask Gaia a question, the number is 929 877-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling in now, and we will be right back.
Listen now to husband and father of three kids, Damon Burton, as he shares his stories of why authenticity matters. Burton founded a successful search engine optimization agency, www.seonational.com, in 2007, with clients around the world, including MBA teams and Shark Tank featured businesses. He shares how he created a lifestyle by design and how you can too. Thanks for listening to Damon Burton on Dare to be Authentic.
Marilyn Redmond at angelinasgifts.com is a spiritual counselor, hypnotist, past life therapist, channels readings, teaches, and an artist of your angels. Call her at 253-845-4907 for your help, health, and happiness. She found a spiritual path into heaven on earth from addictions, mental illness, domestic violence, disease, and more. Her mediumship, counseling, and books at Amazon.com offer tools to enrich and empower your life. Contact her at angelinagifts.com or 253-845-4907.
Are you looking to become a better leader, whether that's in business, in sports, or in life, and you haven't found a book yet to help you get to that game-changing aha moment? Well, we have the book for you, Tighten the Lug Nuts, The Principles of Balanced Leadership. Tighten the Lug Nuts will help you get to that game-changing leadership moment. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iBooks, or at 360managementservices.com. That's the number 360managementservices.com. Pick up your copy today and start changing your leadership styles.
Hi, welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari, with special guest Gaia Marisset. We're talking about how to lead an epic, orgasmic life full of joy, wealth, and magic. So let's talk a little bit about the main message. What is the main message you want to bring to the public?
My main message that I want to bring is the foundation of having a happy, healthy, wealthy, epic, magical, orgasmic life is sexual wellness, embracing the human experience, and really letting go of fear, shame, guilt, and self-loathing, and really stepping into who you really are.
So how?
And
does,
it's all about,
how do you?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you.
No,
go ahead.
You go ahead.
Okay. So how does one begin this? I mean, from leaving a life, it doesn't even have to be misery. It could just be a life of just blahness, you know, not having any motivation or any inspiration to do anything. How do we get to this point?
So the first thing I would start with is learning to become friends with pleasure. Just there's three different types of pleasure. There's sensory pleasure, emotional pleasure, and orgasmic pleasure. And so in every moment of our day, there's pleasure possibilities that we miss all the time. And even if you just start to connect with all the sensory pleasure that happens in your, you know, a sensory pleasure moment would be like taking a moment in the morning to drink your coffee and really fully like smell it and taste it and look at it and like really and moan and engage with your like coffee, right? Like you're drinking it anyways, but you're missing the real joy of that moment. You know, when we have emotional pleasure moments, it's like, you know, we're super excited about, you know, seeing a friend we haven't seen in a while, or the sunset we're just seeing is like making our heart want to like explode with so much joy. You know, these are emotional pleasure moments. And then the orgasmic pleasure moments happen from a combination. Like if you have enough sensory pleasure, your body and your mind and your emotions will release an orgasmic possibility. And if you have enough emotional pleasure, it'll release an orgasmic pleasure possibility. And a combination of those two will help with an orgasmic possibility. And when we talk about orgasm, I think it's really important that I talk about an orgasmic life. I'm not just talking about like sex or sexual activity or genital, right? I'm talking about how your whole body can respond and engage with pleasure. And when we start to become, I like to call it ethical pleasure seekers, when we start becoming ethical pleasure seekers, what happens is that we fully start to engage everything, and we're more present, we're more aware, and there's this amazing byproduct that it affects all areas of our life. So that's the starting point, is like being friends with pleasure.
What I love the most about everything you said just now is pleasure possibilities. Wow, that went like fireworks in my head. And I love the part about the coffee, because I'm a coffee lover and I make myself a macchiato every morning. I have my own amazing coffee pot. And I do that, you know, the aroma of it, the taste of it, it's just a most amazing thing. But I believe I need to learn how to do it in more areas of my life, you know. So I love all these things that you're teaching, all these things you're talking about. Many people aren't willing to talk about it. Therein comes the authenticity. So tell us a little bit more about, so that's the first step, opening yourself up more to these daily pleasures, and then what? Where do we go from there?
Well, I think the first part, too, is that it's not just about, start being, allow yourself to become an ethical pleasure seeker. But even before, there's a step before that could even be a possibility, which is you have to allow yourself permission that you deserve to receive and experience pleasure. That is usually the missing link. And there's a lot of healing that for most of us need to happen in order for us to really drop into that, right? Because pleasure hasn't been safe, right? Joy and happiness haven't been safe. So there's a lot of healing. That's that piece of the puzzle that really needs to be, like, if you're like, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, if you're listening, you're like, oh, this makes so much sense, guy. I can't wait to, start really engaging my pleasure. And then tomorrow you forget all about it. It's because there's a part of you that will not allow yourself to receive it, and you don't believe that you deserve it. And so if that's the case, then that's when we're going to need to do a little bit deeper. We're going to have to go a little deeper. We're going to have to figure out what's going on there, and then, release that crap, because that's not serving you.
Wow. You know what that brings to mind for me? I remember that as a child, that we weren't allowed to have fun or play, quote unquote, until everything, we had all our chores done, or everything that we were required to do was done, So you had to wait to have fun, because your homework had to be done and your room had to be clean and all these things had to be done, right? And I remember going into adulthood, having my own, place, having my own family, and I still went by those rules, and taught my kids those rules as well. Although I lightened up, through the years as I learned more and more, the kids got older. But that was really instilled with me that I was not allowed or even deserving of any pleasure until everything got done. Well, guess what? There's never a point where everything is done. There's never a point. There's always that inbox, right? More stuff is coming in. So what happens? You can go months without giving yourself a break, go to the beach or whatever, whatever pleasure is for you. So, there's some deep belief systems, et cetera. They're ingrained in us. That's wonderful. I love that you talk about that. Excellent. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, what if, I want to give everybody a, because that's the one that you just talked about is a huge mindset, right? And so I want to give everybody a moment to just take a moment to say, what if you could do your homework while having pleasure? What if you could do the dishes while it was a good time and having fun? What if you could do your taxes and find a way to make that pleasurable and orgasmic?
Whoa.
I have.
The dishes, the taxes, I got to work on that one.
Exactly. My course, Pleasure Leads to Profit, right? It really talks about, clearing out those mindsets, clearing out those belief systems, but then teaching those concrete tools about being able to do taxes and still have a smile on your face and not curled up in the fetal position.
Oh, gosh.
And and enjoying life, right? While you're doing it.
Right.
So when someone says at the end of the day, how was your day? You're like, it was fantastic. I did my taxes. It was great. I had it. It was orgasmic.
I love it. I'm looking forward to get to that point. You know what it brings me to mind, Gaia? I don't know if you ever watched or remember Pippi Longstocking. And and she was a girl who just loved to have fun. And one of the things she taught the kids is while she was cleaning the floors, they were just having a ball and they were dancing and they were sliding all around the room and they got all the cleaning done and they had lots of fun too. And for some reason, that's what comes to mind with that. That's fantastic. So and we've talked about how to get a hold of you, but tell us a little bit more about your new program.
Okay, so Pleasure Leads to Profit is about basically how do you learn how to dance with pleasure? How do you learn to dance in your business? How do you understand those different pleasure possibilities that I was talking about, and how each one of them has a specific frequency that you can learn to harness for specific purposes on a conscious level in your business, to help with problem solving, creativity, create more wealth. Like, there's a whole bunch of really cool things that pleasure, once you learn and understand it, how to then harness it specifically for what it has to offer you. And so that's the exciting part for me on this new program, which starts May 8th. So it starts next week. And I'm just super excited to share it with the world. And like I said, you know, how do you do taxes and still enjoy life, you know, while you're doing them, you know? And I love that you said Pippi Longstocking, because she was like my hero as a child. Like, I modeled my whole being after her, right? Which makes total sense, right?
I would say that explains a lot. Wow.
It's all about adventure and fun and so
awesome. I just have to say one funny thing in here. My oldest daughter loved her, and she called her, she was really young, she called her Pippi the Stocking, and that makes me laugh to this day. So oh my gosh.
I was going to say the best place to find me, not just from my Pleasure Leads to Profit, but also to just to find me, to start working with me and exploring and playing and you know, frolicking. You can find me at succulentliving.com.
Excellent. Very good. You can also find her on my website, as I said, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Just click the radio show page. We have a link to her Succulent Living website and also to the program we've been talking about. So one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, something that's on your heart, Gaia.
I say let's do some Kegels. Let's squeeze our genitals together. I think that that's a good way to kind of drop in, be in the moment, be in your body, and really give yourself, like, it's like a lovely little hug in the inside.
I never heard a giggle being expressed that way, but I love it. It's great.
Yeah, me neither.
Wow.
That was a total, you asked me from my heart. That was what came from my heart, Rita. I've never said that. I've never talked about Kegels from that perspective. So there you go. All right, so let's all do a Kegel together, right? So take a deep breath in. Squeeze your genitals, hold. As you exhale, allow yourself, give yourself permission to release any sounds that might happen in your body. Good, let's do another one. Breathe in, squeeze, exhale, I lied, one more. Breathe in, squeeze, There, doesn't that feel better?
Yeah. Awesome. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show. It has been just a wonderful time, like I knew it would be. Thank you so much for coming on here to be authentic.
Oh, thanks for having me. And I love that you're creating a space to have really true, honest conversations.
Thank you. And thanks for listening in. And make sure you catch us on our next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.